Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Claire Hill, the powerhouse behind the Vivid Business Club, a membership for busy online business owners with a warrior spirit ready to build bold, unapologetic businesses. She helps them ditch the doubt and step into their power with productivity tools, strategies, and mindset shifts that actually work. Through her podcast, No Rest for the Vivid, and her signature No Fluff approach, Claire inspires you to stop playing small and start building the business and life you deserve. Her mission? To make you feel unstoppable while having a bloody good time doing it. Welcome, Claire. I am so excited to have you join us here today, and I can't wait to learn from you. But before we dive in, I would just love to hear your story. So can you tell us what you do and how did you find your way to this work?
So I'm Claire Hill. I am a self-belief and business coach. So I do support a lot of women and men in business, helping them to make their dreams come true and get whatever is in the way of those dreams happening out of their way. But I'm an expert in self-belief and productivity. So I really support my clients to overcome their doubt and their procrastination in order to move forward. This is my third career. I did start supporting adults with learning disabilities when I was 17, and I went into working in the community with homeless families. And then I became a teacher, working with some of the most disadvantaged students when I went into the leadership team. And then I had a baby, and in maternity leave, I started a business called Vivid Wire, where I made art out of wire. And it grew to a certain point that I could leave education and set up my own business. And through that journey, and it was actually my second business, I had another business before as well, my strategies and my frameworks and how I grew those businesses were really valuable to other people. And so I pulled all of that, as well as a master's degree with specializing in trauma-informed education, brought it all together to create the frameworks that I deliver as a business coach.
Amazing. I love hearing
that. Was a very abridged
that
version.
That was. As you were talking, I was like, oh, there are so many questions here. I want to be mindful of everyone's time, but I love hearing people's stories and how the journey kind of evolved over time and how you picked up on things that you were doing that could help other people and transition your business. Just very inspiring.
Thank you.
So looking back, and you could go back to when you started your first business or the one that you're on right now, whichever, what would you say is something that you know now that you wish you had known when you started out?
I wish I had trusted my intuition more when I first started out, and that the feelings that my instincts gave me when things didn't feel as aligned as they could have, that it was a sign telling me that I didn't have to go down that path or make that decision, and that my intuition has never failed me. And as long as I lead with that intuition and lead with my heart, then success is there. You know, I'm just watching my success instead of wishing it to happen, because I feel that one of the measures of success for me is really owning who you are and who you were born to be in the most vivid way possible, with no apologies, you know, just really living who you are. And I think that when you really follow your instincts, you can create a business and a life that is completely anchored to who you are. And so it feels successful, whatever you end up doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that it sort of steers you away as well from comparison when you really own that and you stay in your own lane. So I wish that I had really listened to that. I mean, I did lean into it, but I'm now just fully leaning in. I know that if I have a bit of an itch or a niggle that something isn't right in the business, I know that it isn't right in the business. It's not me thinking, oh, is it going to work? Or maybe it's not. It isn't. I'm okay with that. I can put it to one side or tweak it or move forward or change something. And it ends up, I end up in a better place because of it.
I love that. And so I'm going to dig in there just a little bit. I'm wondering if someone is listening and they're thinking, okay, that's great, but how do I know if it's my intuition or if I'm just feeling uncomfortable doing something new? Do you have any recommendations for that?
So you always have to ask, like, if you want it and you don't feel like you need it, because there's two, when I talk to my clients and they say, I need to do this. You're leaning into this. I'm not good enough if you need it. Whereas you don't need anything. You're good enough as you want, but do you want to pursue it? Is that action, that uncomfortable action, going to lead to something that is on your path that you want to achieve? So for example, raising your visibility by going on a podcast. Of course, it's uncomfortable when you first start recording podcasts and you are interviewed for the first time. You worry that you're going to say something silly or something stupid than people, but people don't think like that when they're listening. I feel that most people, when they click onto a podcast and they're listening, they've got an open mind. They want to learn. So anything that you deliver is going to be inspiring and valuable. And being able to understand that that discomfort is actually just a more tricky path to step on to get you to a better position. It's not the path of least resistance is just comfort. It is just staying where you are and you're not growing. Mm-hmm. But there is that bad pain and good pain. So there is that fear when it makes you feel a bit sick and in your instincts, you're like, oh, my gut is telling me that this is not the right path. Is a different feeling to feeling, oh, I don't want to do it because it's uncomfortable. But what if it all works out? What if I inspire someone by doing that action or really elevate my sales, for example, or anything that you want to do within your business? If that question's in your head, then I would go after it. But discomfort is there for everybody. That's the whole point. That's your courage being activated. And we believe as that, you know, we see this on social media that we need to be confident in how we show up and know ourselves and know our message. But that comes from being courageous first. And that discomfort is the courage being activated. And you cannot get confident until that courage has happened and you're in the messy middle and practice makes progress. So anybody who's listening, try it out, see how it feels, and then be able to measure the difference. I'm talking from a point where I've put myself in so many uncomfortable situations that I know the difference, but it is one of those practice makes progress situations.
Yes, I love that so much. That was brilliant. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I know we could go deeper, but I want to be mindful of everyone's time. So if you look back at your business, is there a piece of advice that someone gave you that you would say this was the best piece of advice, or maybe just a piece that really helped you move forward?
Yeah. So there's a saying that I have in my membership, the Vivid Business Club, we use it everywhere. And that is, hold your nerve, trust the process, because everything is happening exactly as it should. And the evidence that builds that statement and that lesson is that, if, you know, in my experience, if I look back at my life and all of the twists and turns and different jobs I've done and think, well, at the time, I failed at that. I couldn't do this. Why did I change my careers? It's, you know, and at certain points with changing careers, it was really difficult. And at the time, I was like, this is harder than it needs to be. You know, those thoughts that come into your head, why can't I settle? But now I know that I had to do all of that, because every single step has taken me to this very point right now, where I get to use all of the skills that I've built in all of the careers and jobs that I've done to be able to enrich people's lives in a different way and be able to reach even more people than I could have in my other roles. So I think when we really look back, and I really believe that failure doesn't exist as well, that you only win or learn. And as soon as you start to embody that, think, well, what's the worst that's going to happen? I'm going to learn a lesson that is going to enrich me and move me forward and help me to become a more vivid version of myself, or I'm going to win. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yes. Yeah. When you put it like that. Yes. I love that outlook. I think that's so, it's so true from my own experience. I had a similar moment not too long ago where I realized, oh, if I hadn't had that so-called failure, I wouldn't have gained this knowledge that helped me be where I am today. So
yeah.
Sometimes we don't realize it in the moment, but if you look back on it, you realize, oh, it actually is all working out. Maybe not the way I had planned, but perhaps even better. So I love that.
Every single time. And I think then you move into this position where you can be grateful for those falls because they were the making of you sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I always think, you know, if we're going to be a bit informal now, I had this boyfriend that dumped me in such a horrific way. And at the time I thought, that's it. No one's ever going to love me ever again, obviously, because that's what you think when you get dumped in the way. I was like 25, I think, at the time. And then it worked out perfectly because a few years down the line, I met my husband and I was like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. But in those moments, if you just focus on, oh, this is so terrible, what all of this is going wrong, what if you just go, but what if it could, this is the making of me and something even better is coming out. I know there's a Jay Shetty thing that he said about what if you don't label challenges as negative, they're just neutral. They're just a challenge that happens, because what if that challenge, if you're saying it's negative in that moment, you're not feeling grateful for the lessons and the resilience that you're growing. And I do appreciate there is some really rubbish things that happen in life. Like, and I've had a lot of those kinds of things happen to me. But now I look back, especially I had quite a traumatic childhood. I now am really grateful for that because it made me the woman I'm proud to be today. And if I hadn't had those challenges, even though they cause so much pain and they're still sad, I wouldn't be here, be able to talk to you in this way. So I've got to be grateful. I do wind people up sometimes and I'm just like, honestly, this is the making of you. And they're like, I just feel really rubbish. I'm like, yeah, feel the feelings, but it could be the making of you.
Yes. I love that outlook. So I think that kind of leads beautifully into our last question here is, if someone is listening right now and she is feeling discouraged in her business or frustrated or overwhelmed, what advice would you give her today?
First up, take a deep breath, give yourself a cuddle and be compassionate, because I think the one thing we miss at the moment is how compassionate and kind we need to be for ourselves. And you can forget, and anybody that's feeling overwhelmed is probably forgetting how far they've already come and the experience and all of those steps. It is completely normal to have moments of feeling overwhelmed, but feel compassionate with yourself that you are trying to build amazing things and it is not for everybody. And the reason you're overwhelmed is because your dreams are massive and that is brilliant. But you can't all do it. You can't do everything in one day, and you certainly can't do it all by yourself. I think when we, especially as business owners, put a ceiling on the amount of support that we are willing to ask for, we put a ceiling on our success. And I think that you bringing more people into that can help. But the first thing, if you're not at that point, you go and get a pen and paper and you brain dump everything that is in your head. And then you get a highlighter and you highlight what must be done that is going to move the needle in your life and your business. What happens usually is there's only 3 or 4 things that you actually have to get done. You put a number next to those, do them in an order, feel accomplished, start building up that self-trust that you can do anything you put your mind to, and then go for a walk. Make sure you go out and find some you time. I really teach about growing your warrior energy, which is like the warrior mindset of being able to achieve anything that you put your mind to, but by but define what that priority is for you, not about what anyone else says. And that by looking after yourself first, you end up being able to give more. And then the quick thing that I just said about brain dumping, that's what I call my kickstart formula, which is a free resource on my website that anybody can download. And it is really such a useful tool in order to be as productive as you can be in a little bit of time. But you feel so accomplished, you feel on top of your to-do list, you're not carrying it all around in your head. And you're being compassionate. You can't carry it all. You give yourself a bit of capacity as well.
Wow. You just gave us so much wisdom and practical advice that we can go and we can apply right now. So I appreciate that so much. I know that we could probably go on for hours and just learn so much from you, but I do want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are listeners who are thinking, okay, I want more. So how can our listeners connect with you beyond this interview?
So my handle on Instagram and LinkedIn is I am Claire Hill. So you can find me if you search for Claire Hill. My website is clairehill.uk. And I also have a podcast called No Rest for the Vivid, where we are up to episode 300, probably 301 by the time this is ready. So lots to binge and lots of free resources on my website. There's so much free stuff there. So if you are short on amounts of money to invest and stuff, I deliver anyway. You could probably grow your business just by all my free stuff.
Incredible. Thank you so much. And we will have links, all of those links right by this recording. So they're very easy to find. And thank you so much. It has been wonderful talking with you. And I'm so grateful for your time today.
You're very welcome, Becky. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.